Hi, Sierra. I hello. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry, Sarah. Before you had hung up, would you want to send me them cases today or tomorrow
I'm
sometime?
gonna as soon as I'm just getting everything together. I don't know if I even have anything that's in a reasonable distance from you, so I am trying to figure that.
I don't know. Can I? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I just didn't like how I just got moved for no reason because it was a misunderstanding.
I know.
I didn't do nothing to the client. It's just
No, I
like.
know. And I'm not holding it against you, like I said. Like, it's not affecting your employment. But when a client requests it, we have to go with what the client wants. You know, whether it's a valid reason or not, it's consumer directed care.
Because you say they trusted it, and I said, well, what did you say they made the movie?
No, I did
I
not.
said, no, because if Sarah, I know y'all would tell me why was the movie,
Yeah.
but I said, you said something that I did not say. You know, I
No,
never said I wasn't coming in. I told him what I was told by Alyssa, I don't know her name, Alyssa, if I'm saying it
Alyssa,
right.
yeah.
She told me to come in after my appointment. That's
Right.
what I was told, and then
Right.
this was said.
And then
You
what
know,
happened? And then what was the And
he
then he
agreed
called
to it.
you
Yes,
and told you not to come.
he said that y'all told me that y'all was gonna move me.
No, I'm going to read exactly what it says.
Go ahead, please.
It says, I think it was a misunderstanding that Alyssa said, because Alyssa, you know, English is not her first language.
Yeah.
But it says, patient called to inform that he has an appointment also at 11 and he cannot go because of this. He told me that he has memory loss and had two strokes. He cannot be left alone. And then she said, I told him we can change the caregiver since this shouldn't be happening and I apologize for the situation. And then I already spoke with Sarah to find someone for this case. He said that he wanted a female caregiver who knows how to cook. And I said that I spoke to Mr. Stewart yesterday and I told him I have males to cover for him and he was
Yes.
okay with that, but now he's saying he
Yes.
wants a female. So I don't know. It's a very confusing situation right now. I am going to speak to my administrator and get this straightened out, and I'm hoping we can keep you on the case, okay? Because to be
So I
honest
didn't
with
do
you,
anything wrong, Sarah.
no, I
I
understand
just
that. I
think
agree. I
I
agree.
it's certain things that he's not supposed to know, like as far as our personal, because it's job wise. He just be wanting to know certain stuff that I don't have to explain to you. Just know that I have an appointment. Everything else, because that's confidential, just like theirs is confidential.
No,
You
I
see what I'm
understand
saying a
that.
little bit?
Yeah,
But
I
getting
understand.
mad and stomping your foot and doing stuff and saying stuff and being a little disrespectful a little bit. I kind of like try to explain to him, like, there's certain things I don't have to tell you, just know that I'm going to my appointment, you know. It just was a last-minute thing that was told to me, and something in my bone, I felt something was going to be funny yesterday, that like something was going to come to my phone. You see what I'm saying? So,
Yeah.
it's their fault on their end because I talked to my doctor today and she said I'm so sorry because I didn't even know that she was back working again. See, they didn't tell her.
Okay. So now I still have you down for meeting off the 19th and the 6th. Is there any other dates that you're aware of other than those two?
As far as like the GYN, I'm not sure about that one because I just went to that one in January. So
Okay.
it's
All right. So
whatever
here's what
they
I'm going
say.
to do. I'm going to talk to the care team, which is Alyssa and our office manager and the administrator and myself, and I will see if we can work it out with Mr. Stewart so that we can keep you on the case as the primary caregiver. And I will work on trying to see if I can have a backup in the area. I just don't have a lot of people, and see what we
Yeah, I
can.
was trying to explain it to him, but
I know it's and it's not anybody's fault, you know. It's just there are just certain areas that, especially that area that is very doesn't have too much public transportation. It's harder to get to the place, to different homes, you know. So those places are harder to staff in general. But give me a little bit. I'm going to talk to everyone, and I'm hoping that we can get this resolved, okay? So I will
because I already told my transportation that I wasn't going because they said they didn't want me there.
Yeah.
I told them that I'm not even going tomorrow because they're not sure what's going on either.
All right. All right. So give me a little bit. I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay. Can I mm-hmm. I'm going to just give the person that does the transportation and mm-hmm. the program. Cause she's my caseworker.
Yeah.
She deals with my studies and stuff. So she wants me to keep her updated on what's going on.
Yeah, so I'm going to try, like I said, I'm going to try to keep you on his case. If he's very adamant, I mean, I don't think he would be very adamant about you not going to him. Like, I don't think that's even the issue. I mean, I'm sure he likes you. It's just a matter of the that he can't be alone. So I'm going to make sure
And Alyssa can tell you because she did confirm my person that was here this morning, he can even say he can vouch for me. He heard, because he understands what she says. So he delivered it to me so I will understand. I don't understand a little bit what she's saying, so mm-hmm. that's why I call you mm-hmm. so I can understand the temper of it, you know, so I can understand a better understanding. She told me when you come from your appointment, you can go straight there and then
right. That's the note I have here too. Yeah, that she can go 2 p.m. to the patient's house.
She was removing me, but she was told to me that I was supposed to go in for 2 to 8. And I said, okay, fine. I will go after it. And then I got a call. He was saying that you said that Drew was removing me. And then that's when I called you. And you're saying that you never.
It just says that we can. I don't think it was that. It's a definite thing, you know. Like, I'm going to straighten this out. You're going to go to him, okay? And we're not going to get your transportation back because, at the very least, he has nobody for tomorrow. You know what I mean? He has nobody. So we're going to send you to him because he's not the one who's actually, like, removing you.
Can I call for my person on the phone, please, so you can translate this to her?
Let me confirm everything, and I will call you back, okay? And then we'll get on the phone with her. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right, bye.